Assess client and goals, priorities, and risk tolerance. It is important to note that when it comes to investing, a counselor's role lies only in education. An AFC is not an investment professional. They can provide their client with the information they need in order to make informed decisions about the process and purpose of investing. For example, a counselor can explain what different types of investment asset classes are and how they work, but they cannot suggest specific investments to their clients. Counselors should therefore clearly explain this role to their clients, as well as educate them about the other financial professionals who can provide specific investment advice should a client want it. The fundamentals of investing that a counselor should be ready to educate their clients about include commonly used investing terms, how to determine savings and investing goals, how to determine risk tolerance, the different types of financial professionals and selection criteria, the characteristics, advantages, and disadvantages of various investment options, coupled with investment resources and evaluation tools, investor protection clauses and programs, how to detect investment fraud. Whatever a client's long-term goals are, it is unlikely that they will be able to meet them through income alone. Whether saving to buy a house, building a nest egg for retirement, planning for later in life medical expenses, or leaving an inheritance to their family, most clients will need more than just a good savings account. This is where investing becomes an important part of personal finance. Before educating clients on the different investment types and strategies, it is important to first help them identify their goals and priorities and assess their level of risk tolerance. Before a client can learn about investing and how it can be a part of their risk management plan, a counselor should educate them about three key pieces of terminology. Asset: an item of monetary value owned by an individual or business, including cash, property, and investments. Portfolio: a collection of investment assets such as stocks, bonds, exchange-traded funds, real estate, and more. A portfolio may contain a diversified set of assets or a more limited set of assets. Return: the gain or loss on an investment over a specific period, typically expressed as a percentage of the initial investment. An investment can have a positive return, value increases; a negative return, value decreases; or no return, value remains the same. Saving and investing goals and timeline. Saving and investing are different but related concepts. Everyone should save money, if for no other reason than to help weather an emergency. Savings accounts provide various levels of interest, which can help the amount saved slowly grow over time, but the rate of return available from savings accounts is unlikely to be high enough to help clients achieve all of their financial goals. To increase the likelihood of meeting their medium and long-term financial goals, clients need to understand and consider investing. Investment products are purchased with the goal of getting a higher rate of return than is possible with savings accounts. Ideally, this return will outpace inflation. Clients' financial priorities and goals will be varied, and each will likely be affected by different time horizons, which are defined as, in financial counseling, the length of time that will take a client to accomplish a given goal using an action plan; in investing, the expected length of time an individual plans to hold an investment before needing to access the funds. Depending on a client's short-term goals, example a vacation; medium-term goals, example a child's college fund; and long-term goals, example vacation home retirement, counselors should educate clients that investments can be short and long-term. Short-term investments are held for less than a year. Long-term investments are held for more than a year. Almost any asset class can be included in short or long-term investment portfolios. What differentiates them is how long the client plans to hold the asset and how the income from the asset will be taxed upon its sale. Whether a client holds assets as short or long-term investments depends on their own personal goals and the time horizon needed to achieve the stated goals. There are no guarantees in investing. All investments are subject to risk, specifically the uncertainty about whether or not an investment's value will increase, decrease, or stay the same. The magnitude of these changes is called volatility, and higher risk investments are more volatile. While higher risk investments often provide the possibility of higher returns, it is important to remember that higher risk investments also come with the possibility not just of losses, but potentially the loss of the entire investment amount. As prices rise, purchasing power, income, and savings decreases over time. This is called inflation risk, which is defined as the potential for a loss in the real value of investments due to rising prices, which can erode purchasing power over time. Inflation risk can be used with clients to help them see that every financial choice carries risk. Putting money in a mattress or a checking account that earns no interest does protect this money from stock market losses. However, it fails to protect the money from its loss in buying power. One of the main goals of investing is to protect one's money against inflation in order to preserve purchasing power. There are many ways one can check levels of inflation, including online inflation calculators, which can compare the purchasing value of a dollar today versus the purchasing value of a dollar in the past. For example, in 1915, a loaf of bread was only 7 cents. Explaining inflation to clients can help them decide on what kind of investment advice they will seek based on their stated financial goals. Everyone considering investing should keep this fact firmly in mind. There are no guarantees and investments can lose value. There are, however, various strategies for mitigating some of this risk, which will be discussed below. Investing can be stressful, but when approached intelligently and in an informed manner, it can assist clients in meeting their financial goals. Importance of diversification. In investing, there are two broad groups of risk, and counselors should be able to educate their clients about the main differences. Systematic market risk, the potential for investment losses due to overall market fluctuations. These are risks that affect all investments in the market. Systematic risk can be caused by political, economic, and social events or factors, example natural disasters, recessions. Examples include interest rate risk, the possibility that changes in interest rates will negatively affect the value of investments. This risk is associated with the impact of rises and falls in interest rates. Reinvestment risk, the possibility that cash flows from an investment will earn less when reinvested. This risk is associated with the possibility that returns from an investment will earn less when put into new investments. Volatility risk, the possibility that investment values may change dramatically due to unpredictable market conditions. This risk is associated with sharp changes in price as a result of events or conditions that affect the market. Volatility reduces predictability and makes planning difficult. Exchange rate risk, the potential for financial value change related to fluctuations in the value of one currency relative to another when trading in securities held in different currencies. This risk is associated with the variations in currency exchange rates, that is how much currencies are worth compared to others. Unsystematic risk, risk that is specific to investment in a particular company or industry and can be reduced through diversification. Unsystematic risks are risks that affect specific investments, companies, or sectors. Examples include business risk, the possibility that a company will experience lower profits or failure due to various internal or external factors. These are the risks associated with a company or sector's performance, specifically underperforming expectations, which can affect profits and the potential for bankruptcy. Financial risk, the chance of losing money on an investment or business activity. Financial risk is associated with a company's debt and how it raises, handles, and manages capital. Regulatory risk, the possibility that changes in laws or regulations could negatively impact an investment or business operations. This risk is associated with unanticipated changes related to taxes and regulation as a result of government legislation. Liquidity risk, the possibility that an asset cannot be sold quickly enough in the market to prevent a loss. Liquidity risk is associated with the ease or difficulty with which an investment can be converted into cash to be returned to the investor or reinvested in another asset. If investing is full of risk, what can people do to ensure their savings are not wiped out? Unfortunately, there is no way to remove all risk from investing, especially systematic risks. However, there are strategies for mitigating the impact of unsystematic risks. A counselor should be prepared to educate their clients about three strategies related to minimizing investing risk. Asset allocation, a diversification strategy that involves determining the mix of assets within a portfolio for various asset categories, for example, stocks, bonds, and cash, based on the investor's preferences, time horizon, goals, and risk tolerance, usually expressed as a percentage. For example, a portfolio might be 50% stocks, 40% bonds, and 10% cash equivalents. Allocation can be done independently, with the assistance of an investment professional and/or by investing in a fund that takes on that responsibility. Funds are explained in more detail later. Diversification, a strategy to manage risk by spreading investments across different asset types. Diversification is the process of spreading investments within a portfolio not only across asset classes, but also within these classes. For example, investing in multiple different stocks from different sized companies and across different sectors or industries. Investing internationally, plus investing in bonds issued by federal, state, and local governments and/or bonds from companies of different sizes in different sectors. Diversification is used in part because different asset classes have historically reacted in different ways to political and economic changes. Failure to diversify in asset types, example all stocks, even if diversified within the type, can create a risk of a systematic change causing all of the stocks to react negatively together. Diversification can be done independently, with the assistance of an investment professional or handled by a fund's investment manager. Rebalancing. The process of realigning the proportions of assets in a portfolio to maintain a desired risk level and investment strategy. Rebalancing may be needed based on a portfolio's performance or to bring it back into alignment with a chosen asset allocation and diversification strategy. For example, if an investor's asset allocation spread is 50-40-10 stocks band cash, but their stocks perform especially well, this could result in a portfolio with a 70-20-10 allocation. Based on the investor's goals and risk tolerance, they could rebalance their portfolio to their desired asset allocation by selling some stocks and buying some bonds until getting back to the spread of 50-40-10. Rebalancing can be done at set intervals or during review of investments. A client can do it by themselves or with the assistance of an investment professional. Some funds will handle this for their investors. If a portfolio is heavily concentrated in a single asset class or sector, it is subject to concentration risk, which is defined as the potential for financial loss that arises when a portfolio is heavily weighted in a single asset, sector, or geographic area. When concentrated in a given asset or asset type, the impact of swings in the market and changes in the value of that asset or asset type can have a considerable impact on the overall value of the portfolio. Functionally, diversification is not putting all of your eggs into one basket. Some refer to diversification as a defensive strategy, which is apt. It is rare for all types of investment to drop at the same rate at the same time. For example, stocks and bonds can be affected differently by different market conditions. Adding variety to a portfolio can provide some protection against losses in a given asset class. Clients should be educated about the relationship between risk and returns in investing. Given two investments that have the same rate of return, investors in general will select the investment that has lower risk. For this reason, investments that have higher risk need to offer a higher rate of return to attract investors. While this higher rate of return may be appealing, it is always important to remember that higher return investments also come with a higher chance of the investment losing value. A goal of diversification is to vary the risk levels within a portfolio. There can be some investments that may have higher risk and potential for higher returns because there are also investments that have lower risk but lower returns. The safer investments help protect the overall portfolio from large losses. While AFCs are qualified to educate a client on diversification, unless they possess additional training and/or the proper licenses, advising on how to diversify a client's assets is outside the scope of their services. Counselors should be prepared to offer referrals to clients who need assistance with their investments. Client priorities and risk tolerance. As has been noted, investing comes with unavoidable risk. Everyone has a different relationship with risk, as what constitutes a risk or opportunity is very much in the eye of the beholder. When it comes to a client's priorities and their approach towards risk, there are two core concepts that a counselor needs to be able to explain: risk tolerance, from an investment perspective, an investor's ability and willingness to endure potential losses and market fluctuations; risk capacity, the financial ability to absorb losses without significantly impacting overall stability or goals. Can a client meet their basic financial needs even if they suffer a loss, or will a loss disrupt or upend their financial goals entirely? Both risk tolerance and risk capacity can change over the course of a client's life, depending on a variety of circumstances, including but not limited to their life stage, financial stability, and time horizon. A client's risk capacity is a very important consideration, and they should be advised to have their financial house in order before they consider investing. It should be appropriately prioritized alongside a solid budget, adequate insurance, and a good emergency fund. A client with a high risk tolerance related to investing is more likely to accept and weather potential losses in the pursuit of overall growth, especially when it comes to riding out stock market volatility. This is especially true if the client has a sufficiently long time horizon before they need access to the funds. On the other hand, clients with lower risk tolerance and/or who will need access to funds sooner could be more likely to sell when stocks are low, which will lock in their losses. While this may seem to imply that it is always wise to ride out a drop in the stock market, note that this decision is based on the assumption that the market and the individual investments held will eventually bounce back. While historically this has been true for the market overall, there is no guarantee of future results, in particular for individual investments, especially within the client's investment timeline. The AFC cannot tell the client to ride out a market shift or to cut their losses. These are examples of investment advice. A counselor should encourage a client to consider several factors before engaging the services of an investment professional. Risk tolerance. Is the client a more cautious person, or are they comfortable taking risks? Investment objectives. What are the client's goals, and how do they hope investing will help them achieve them? Time horizon. When might the client need the money they are investing? Reliance on investments. To what extent might the client depend on the money they invest to meet their needs in the long and short term? There are three broad levels of risk tolerance, which relate not only to the types of investments used but also to the percentages of each type of asset held. Conservative, risk-averse. Client is focused on preservation of investments, is more comfortable with lower returns, and seeks to avoid large portfolio swings. Investments that are generally considered conservative include cash, certificates of deposit, CDs, money market accounts, and bonds backed by the U.S. government. A conservative portfolio may have most of its investments in fixed income securities, perhaps up to a quarter of the portfolio in blue chip stocks to offset inflation, and a few cash equivalents. Moderate, comfortable with some risk. Client is looking for balance, such as swings that are neither too high nor too low. Investments that could be categorized as moderate include stock for stable, established companies and investment-grade bonds. A moderately conservative portfolio may have more than half of its investments in fixed income securities, while a moderately aggressive one may have fewer than half in this class. The moderately conservative portfolio may hold fewer stocks, and the moderately aggressive one may hold relatively more. Each will still hold some cash equivalents. Aggressive risk seeker. Client is willing to take on greater risk to seek greater returns and is comfortable with large swings, volatility. Aggressive investments include stocks, especially individual stocks, lower than investment grade bonds, and alternative investments such as real estate and cryptocurrency. An aggressive portfolio may hold a majority of stocks, a smaller number of fixed income securities, and a few cash equivalents. A very aggressive portfolio may hold almost all stocks and just a few fixed income securities or cash equivalents. The relationship between a client's risk appetite, their willingness to accept potential losses, and capacity to their risk tolerance can be seen in Exhibit 3-6. Exhibit 3-6, relationship between risk appetite, capacity, and tolerance. Understanding one's own risk tolerance is an important first step before investing. There are various online questionnaires one can take to assess risk tolerance, many of which are hosted by investment companies. If a client is not sure what their risk tolerance is, a counselor might point them towards a more neutral questionnaire, see examples in the online additional resources, or educate the client on the various types of investment professionals and how to select one.